Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, and welcome to the Rogue Rebels Podcast. I'm your host, Sal. With me is your other host, Axel.
I'm a choir kid now.
And your other host, Lizzie.
Hello. You're choir? I thought you were... I don't know.
That you were a little guitarista.
I thought you were a
He's
band
lucky,
kid.
Like, this doesn't work for the
oh,
podcast.
Oh no,
He's
I'm not a band kid.
Funny look.
I got kicked out of band.
Oh.
So now okay. You're in choir, like that one Yoda panel that's
no,
like...
No, I was always a choir kid.
And you just didn't know it?
No, I was always a choir kid.
Uh-huh. No, you were a band kid.
No, jazz band was awful. I couldn't
read
a single
thing.
Yeah,
I mean, you're around here playing guitar every day. What do you call that?
But I can't read music. Like, that was my number one problem.
A
I
lot
just
of
couldn't
people play
read
guitar and don't
songs.
Read music.
I can't read music.
Yeah, we just established that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying a lot of people play guitar and don't read music.
So do I.
Okay, so what is your argument?
So I couldn't be in the jazz band. That's why they kicked me out.
Because you can't read music?
Basically.
They don't teach you how to read music?
You didn't.
I mean, maybe that's step one. Is there a prerequisite you missed?
Probably. Maybe concert band.
Lizzie, how are things over there? Are you in
they
any bands?
Are good. No, I am not musically there.
Are you in
I'm
choirs?
Not music. No.
Okay. Tap dancing?
Nope. Mm. Not even that. In high school, it was like any dance in the world or taekwondo, and I chose taekwondo.
Competitive whistling?
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Okay.
Is that a no?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, what are you up to?
What am I up to? I play games. I just went grocery shopping. I clean a lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's my life.
Fair. Yep. Sound grown.
Yeah.
Good times. All right. Well, we're not here to talk about being grown. Except you know who else who's grown? Ahsoka. Episode 5. Shadow Warrior. Once again, will you stop?
I'm practicing.
No, that makes sound. And I need silence for this podcast. Only, voice only. Use your choir skills.
Choir skills.
Episode 5, Shadow Warrior. These, I mean, you know, I said it before, these are going to come out way after the strikes. So, yeah. But anyway, this episode is all... I'm sure you've all watched the episode. I don't have to recap it for you. Ahsoka is talking to her master. And that's it. And, like,
yeah.
There's little baby Caleb. Bailey. Baby... Yeah,
Ahsoka? Caleb?
No. The freaking Doom Kid. Jason.
Caleb?
Jason's in Doom.
Oh, yeah. I was like, Hera, who are you trying
Jason.
To talk about?
Yeah. Doom Jr. Yeah.
We see a lot of babies in this episode.
Mm-hmm. Baby Soka. And yeah, I guess let's just get started in talking about it. The sort of intro, like, I don't know if you guys remember like the part where Hera's like, they're like, what? You're going? It wasn't authorized. And she's like, yeah, well, okay. Bye. I thought that was cool and very Hera, but also like, Hera going back to the things that, like, she used to have to do. But even then, like, you know, like, there's so many moments in Rebels where she's
rebelling against the rebellion of the rebellion.
Right, but she's on the opposite side of that, remember? Like, you know, when Kanan gets captured in season one, she, like, they instruct her not to do anything. So she doesn't do anything. And it's like Ezra and Sabine and Zeb who are, like, trying to get this thing happening. And then she finally goes and helps. Mm-hmm. And then even when, like, Ezra wants to go back to Lothal and Mon Mothma's like, sorry, we can't, we're busy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Hera doesn't really want to, but it's like they finally get, you know, like they end up, I think she ends up going and then being like, great, where's the squadron? It's just us. You know? So, like, there's a lot of times in her career where she's not able, she has to do this. Mm-hmm. And I just like that idea that, like, you know, she's older now, but even then, like, as a general, as the big wig, push comes to shove, she still has to do and help her people.
That's why I like Hera. I mean, even though she knows, like, hey, like, I need to do this. I need to go and I need to help. I know that this is bad. Or at least that something bad is happening, but no one will listen. The government still will not listen. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I liked seeing her support. I kind of wish, like, well, get into it later, but, like, I wish she was there all the way. But I also understand why she wasn't. You know?
Right, right. So we also got Jason Syndulla with his awesome armor and clothes. Mm-hmm. Like, he's
literally just copy and paste of Axel.
Yeah, he's literally Tiny Axel. Everybody remember? Go back super deep in our Instagram, and that's Axel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Big Axel, do you have anything to say about that?
Jason's a freak, and I love it.
Okay.
Look at him, he's a little freak, and he's playing with Chopper. That's what Ezra used to do.
There's like the only thing I can think right now is this one panel of a comic book with Yoda, where he's, like, captured, and they, like, throw him into this little cell or whatever, and he's like, yeah, look around, freak, this is your home now! And it's just, like, Yoda on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when you take it out of context, it's, like, so funny, because, like, there's a, you know, a couple of good Star Wars people that I follow on line socials, and one of them posted that. Yeah, well, when that all happened and we were all trying to find new places to live, like, we went over to Blue Sky and his post over there was like, look around, freak, this is your home now. Mm-hmm. And we were like, yeah, probably. I thought that was hilarious. I'm pretty sure it was Jordan, but I don't want to give him full credit in case I'm wrong. But
yeah. Partial credit.
Yeah, well, possibly incorrect credit.
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time, especially on our podcast, huh? Mm-hmm. Hu Yang. Hu Yang standing there behind the rock.
He's like Hu Yang a lot.
Yeah, he's well done. And then I also like I liked him in Clone Wars anyway. But mm-hmm. I like he's. You know, like, everybody's like, oh, another snarky droid or whatever. And he, like, is, but he's not. He's very direct. Like,
also very traditional.
But he's not, like, mean because he's mean. Like, he's just like, no, the only time you're wasting is your own. Like, no, you are the worst, like, the least, like, competent Jedi of every Jedi I've ever trained. Be it the least midichlorians or whatever. You know what I mean? So, like, he's not, like, malicious or, like, rude. He's just like, this is a fact. Like, you can train and work hard. You have to do this and this and that, and you just can't do that. That's just a fact. You know? This is your lightsaber.
Yes, like you.
Ezra used it and built it, and it served him well. But then he gave it to you, and you modified it. It is now yours. That's a fact. From me, the lightsaber master. But he's sad. He's sad Hu Yang with his sad little eyes. And he's like, I told them to stay together.
But yeah, they never listened. I like that part.
That was, like, a really sad.
That was the previous episode.
No, that was this one.
Or that's was like this the very episode. Beginning. Well, like that's, the very beginning. He told them to stay together in the previous right. episode. And then right. they didn't listen.
Yeah.
And then Ahsoka Look, allegedly
things got
died.
A little crazy. Allegedly. Allegedly sliced off of a cliff.
Yeah.
So they're like, Ahsoka! And then, like, of course, it, like, pans over to Ahsoka, and she's, like, in the everybody kept being like, they're going to the world between worlds. And I was like, it's not like the world between world. At least I don't think it is. Like, the way that Dave described it in most of the, like, talks or things, like, he would do Q&As or the background. Like, if you watch, like, bonus features on DVDs and stuff, he talks about how, like, the Jedi temples, like, that's, like, it's almost like that's, they connect to that force. Like, it's not quite a place, even though they all connect to that place. You know what I mean? So, like, the world between worlds was its own thing, but also it's, that's, like, where every sort of temple, like, when they're meditating, that's where they connect to it, and that's where they're there, and they're, like, when Yoda talks to him and gives him his kyber crystal, Ezra's almost there, you know what I mean? Like, so, I guess the big question that everybody was having is this. Do you think she's talking to Anakin, or do you think she is, like, having a force dream?
I don't know, because, you know, like, when you have a force dream, or I don't have force dreams. When you have a dream...
Tell me about your force dream, Izzy.
When you have a dream, like, sometimes people, even though you know the person very well, they might do things that are not, like, how you envision them. Mm-hmm. So, like, I wonder if she's dreaming this person, and that, like, you know, when he does become evil and is, like, trying to kill her, mm-hmm. like I'm confused, because I'm confused on where she stands on her, like, relationship and how she feels towards Anakin. Like, does she still, like, you know, love him as a master, like, that, whatever, I don't know what to call that relationship, like, apprentice mm-hmm. and master?
Master and apprentice, yeah.
Sounds weird to say apprentice and master.
Master and Padawan?
Yeah. So, like,
teacher and student?
So it's, I can't tell if maybe she, like, still, like, feels for him and is, like, you know, even though he was evil.
Mm-hmm.
Does she even know that he's dead? You think she felt it?
I don't know.
She met Luke and talked to Luke, so.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she has to know he's dead, for sure. Because she's been out in the galaxy since then. So, yes, on that. But I don't know if she felt it. I guess the second part of the question that you asked.
She must have, though.
You would think so, right? Like, they were so close. But also, like, especially if you remember, do you remember E.K. Johnston? Did you read Ahsoka, the book?
Nope.
Okay. In that book, it describes, like, it's after Order 66, right? She's, like, hiding and surviving, da-da-da-da. It describes when she, like, she thinks he's dead because when she reaches out for him to, like, find him, you know what I mean? Like, the feeling and the force. She can't. It's like, because it's like not him. It's like changed so much. Like, it doesn't feel like she can't find that feeling of him. Like, when she reaches out for him, it's cold and there's nothing.
So I wonder if when he turns back to Anakin.
Right.
She felt that. Right. He technically does or whatever. Because he gets redemption.
Well, I mean, what does that even mean? He's dead. You know what I mean? Like, all that means is his son, you know, he saved his son. Is really what happened. Like, redemption is sort of a...
How did he change so fast?
I don't think it was a fast thing, and I think...
I don't think so.
I mean,
either,
it's a fast thing in the movie, right? But I mean, even then, you can see that the changes that it's happening... Like, at the end of Empire Strikes Back, he's like, come with me or die! And then, like, Luke leaves, and then all this stuff happens, and then, you know, presumably a year later, Luke comes to him, surrenders... And he's like, okay, I'm going to take you to the Emperor. And he's like, okay, Father. And he's like, and he talks with him. And he's like, I know that you were, and he's like, no, that name has no meaning. You know, it's, and Luke is like, no, that is who you really are. You just forgot. And then he's like, no, the Emperor will show you the dark side. And then he's like, my father is truly dead. And there's kind of a moment where they take him away. But you can see that, like Vader's not just like, nope, whatever. Talk to the hand. Let's go. Like, something's changed, and he's having a conversation with his son, who's trying to unlock this person, and it's almost like all of those cracks have opened. Like, he's like, no, you don't understand. Like, he's not telling his son, come with me, and we're going to gain power, and we're going to kill the... He's telling his son, you don't understand the dark side. It's too late for me. Mm-hmm. I have to take you to the Empire now. Like, there's a difference than join me and together we will rule the galaxy. You know what I mean? Like, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
No, I do. I'm just like, it again, like, in the movie, I'm just kind of like, man, that was quick.
But I mean, like, that seed already from that scene forward, like, you already know that there's a difference, and then when he takes him to the Emperor, the Emperor is throwing stuff. Well, I mean, it's 1 year. Well, yeah, no, he was evil for years. But I guess, like, you know, what his wife's last words were, that there's still good in him, and the one person who believed that is able to... Although Ahsoka kind of believes that, too, and she's not able to break through.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's so sad. Rest in peace. She's not good enough.
It is. But I mean, like, because I think... I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess let's just get into this now. We all know you're an Anakin hater. I guess I'll start because I'm the one in. Like, I'm not an Anakin hater.
I'm not an Anakin hater. He's just annoying.
Okay. He's annoying. He's just.
Okay. Because... Let me explain myself really quick.
Okay. No, I'd love to hear
it. So. Anakin has great potential, correct? He's doing great. He's doing his thing.
Quote, chosen one, unquote.
But he falls in love with Padme, which is, like, cool and all. But there's, like, I don't, because I also don't like Padme, but Padme's very cool. She's very cool by herself. But then when they're together, it's, like, the worst of the worst. Like, and they don't even care is the other thing that, like, makes me dislike both of them. Well, it's mostly her. Or she just, huh?
Care about what?
Padme doesn't care about the many insane red flags that there is about Anakin. And Anakin, like Iskat, is like, no, they're just trying to hold me back. Like, how dare they?
They are trying to hold him back, though.
Right, and I understand that. Mm-hmm. But also... He's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Like, I feel like love isn't enough to just go crazy and then kill your own wife. Like, how do you like love this person so much and do everything for them and literally pretty much turn evil for them and then kill them?
Right. And
like what?
Yeah.
And everyone's like, I love Anakin. What do you mean?
Anakin's awesome.
He's twisted.
Like, why do you like Anakin so much?
Because he's cool.
Okay, just because he's like the cool super Jedi guy?
He is the Jedi.
Right.
He's the chosen one.
Right. So, is that the end of your...
He's awesome.
In defense of Anakin Skywalker.
His character is so perfect.
Like honestly, like the whole... Like, before we got the sequels, like, the saga's about Anakin. Even though it's about Luke too, but it's really the rise and fall of this hero, and then who turns, and then how his son sort of redeems him, like, for lack of a better term. And it's kind of up to us to decide what that redemption is. Like, I don't think, obviously, saving his son doesn't undo all of his crimes.
No.
But I think, like, in his own, like, him, like, turning his back on everything he was to save someone, like, I think does sort of let him reclaim himself as Anakin. And I don't think they're two separate people. I don't think, like, oh, when he changes Darth Vader, he's completely... No, it's still him. And I know you love Iskat and all that stuff so much. And, like, they have very similar character arcs in how the Jedi Order sort of treats them and doesn't agree with them and how they rebel against it and how there are secrets and things like that. But also, the one thing I will say for Anakin is that he gives in and he falls to the dark side, not really because of ego, it's because of love and his attachment to his friends that he's trying so hard to protect. Mm-hmm. And when he loses that, like, he just loses everything and turns to completely the opposite.
And then when Luke comes, he realizes he can save his son without the dark side.
Right. That, and it's, I don't even know if it's like that much of a realization. I think it's like a reaction, an instinct. Like, I don't think he literally thought that through. Was like, well, I better save my son now. Yeah, my son or the... Like, I think he was put in this situation and watching his son die and made the right choice, like, in that instant. And like I said, like, you're right, Lizzie. That doesn't redeem all of the horrible things, all the people he's killed, children, everything else. His wife, but it like I don't know how to describe it. Like, I love the character because he's complicated and he's given a full breadth, and he is this hero, which I think, like, you know, you compare it to a lot of the other dark side people that all, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess Dooku's like a bad example because Dooku has a little bit more gray in him now that we know more. But like, so much of the dark side people,
that guy is weird though.
They want power.
He's awesome.
They want this. They want this thing. Like, Dooku sees
silly
injustices, and Dooku sees fallacy. But then he ends up he sees the injustice in the way the political system works. Then when he's a Sith Lord, he ends up like using that political system to like rise above and take control over. You know what I mean? Like, so there's like an air of not quite ego, but there's like, there's a greed in that power. The Emperor wants to control the whole galaxy. There's greed in that power. Anakin doesn't want anything. He just wants to destroy every semblance of the Jedi that he blames for ruining his life because they couldn't give him the power to save the one he loved, and then he killed the one he loved, and he blames himself and the Jedi and everything else that failed him, you know, like, and just takes it out on the galaxy for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to, whatever, gain more power. Like, and his power comes from, like, his hatred and his pain and his sorrow and his, like, all of that power comes from his mistakes and his love, and that's twisted. So I think it's, like, I think it's an interesting story. Like, what I don't like about Darth Vader and Anakin is that because of the popularity of the character, every time I want to read a new comic book that might be about Quinlan Voss or somebody else, it's another Darth Vader comic instead. What I don't like is that they just pop up all the time. I love that they're a completely dimensional character. I love the, like, the iconic look of the character, the design of the character. I love the story, the arc, and the tragedy. Like, it's a tragedy of Anakin Skywalker. I love that.
Yeah, that's fair.
And, you know, but, like, I don't love Darth Vader because he's, like, cool and he kills a million people. I love the story of this person who was, like, the greatest hero, the one who tried to save every single person. He married a politician that was, like, using politics to save everybody, and together they were going to, like, do everything until he was so scared of losing her that he turned to the dark side, ends up killing her, has nothing left, and burns the galaxy to the ground, basically. Like, that's sad. It is a sad story. And then you have Ahsoka, who feels the guilt. Like, she feels like, you know, she has a lot of guilt. She thinks she abandoned him. Like, and she thinks maybe if she was there, things could have been different. Like, I don't know exactly what she feels, but, like, from Rebel Season 2, you know, when she speaks to Anakin in Rebel Season 2, I think that's her fear. That's not Anakin. You know, when he's like, why did you leave me? You know, do you realize what I've become? Or whatever the lines are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, that's her fears. And I think she's still dealing with a little bit of that, even after she faces him. I don't know. I think they have a complicated relationship. And I think Ahsoka is, like, more complex because of it. Especially when you have all these talk about, like, you know, just to get into this episode, that she has a lot of flashbacks. She confronts her master. I think she's speaking with him. And I think he's communicating with her through her fear. Like, I think it's half vision and half... He's journeying with her to help her. You know, like, I think she truly is speaking with Anakin. And I think he, like, even at one point, he's like, I don't recognize this battle. Or something, and she's like, yeah, we had already parted ways. This is the Siege of Mandalore. It looks intense, bro. You know? It was. You know? And then also, just to get into context, like, this is the thing that you kind of lose on... Okay, I'm going off right now.
I need
to calm down. But, like...
No, keep going. I didn't know this was a Vader fan podcast.
Look, for one episode, let's be nice to Vader. Let's not be nice to Vader. Let's be nice to Anakin.
Bro, Vader's a hero. What are you talking about? Remember that one comic where he beat Minecraft?
He will bring issue number one of Dark Visions over and over because it's like the one time the villagers were like, thank you for killing the scary monster. Because Darth Vader was being Darth Vader and killed a big creature. And villagers were like, yay, he's our hero.
And they celebrated him, and like they had like wooden sticks that they lit on flames.
Thank you for that.
Basically,
we'll add it into the pile of good things that Darth Vader
Dark
so far in that pile, that issue.
Is him beating Minecraft.
Yeah.
There's a giant dragon that's plaguing this village, and it's called the Ender.
Great.
Lizzie, it's called the Ender.
I got that, Lizzie.
Got that, Lizzie? So it's basically him beating Minecraft.
Okay. So, like, she has this vision. She's confronting him, and he's like, you know, I didn't expect to see you here so soon. And then he's sort of like, make your choice, live or die. And they fight. And once again, the, like, Hayden has a way that he moves. And there's a way that they choreograph Anakin fights that I really, really enjoy. I've been taking a bunch of this stuff for my own fighting, but like they're like, you know, obviously he has the Obi-Andy that everybody loves. He's like behind the back move, but like there's a few things where they're fighting, they're going back and forth, and it's like she'll block and he keeps like breaking her blocks down, which is like a funny thing that you don't think of in choreography. You're like, hold, force push or go back and forth, but she'll like bring up her X blocks and then he's like reverse strike, pa-pow, kick you, like. Mm-hmm. Like, and she like, you know, she'll put up this thing to block on the side and he'll whip through it and knock her blades down and then strike on the other side. And I'm like, oh, that Anakin energy is just rad. So, sorry, that's just me. But anyway, aside from the choreography.
I did not notice the fighting at all.
If you watch the fighting again, like, just think of, like look at what he's doing to her. Like, because you can see the energy flow back and forth in a fight. Like, who's on the defensive, who's on the offensive. And you can see that she's like, but like, just like, just watch her blocks. She'll put up a block and then she'll block and there'll be a hole. And instead of them breaking or taking an extra swipe, like 9 times out of 10, he just breaks the block and then swipes again. Mm-hmm. You know, so when you see that again, it'll be chef's kiss.
I mean, I know that Vader's swings are aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's the Anakin swings, but like that's such a character thing that people don't think of that's in choreography. Because the Anakin thing is like this unstoppable force, right? This like never-ending push, determination, whatever you want to call it. So even in a fight, like when she puts up a block, he's like, boom, nope! Like, and pushes through. And I just love how that's represented, and I like whoever choreographed that. Hats off to adding that into like that energy. But they flash back. They flash back to, like, young Ahsoka in the Clone Wars, and it seems like they're on, it's either Christophsis or Teth or Ryloth. It looks like Ryloth because there's Twi'leks in the background, but it's, like, purple, like, Teth.
It's Ryloth.
Yeah.
Mandalore is purple.
Oh, yeah, everything's, like, purple. Everything's fog. I'm just, like, in the... Oh, never mind. Forget Teth. Forget I said Teth. It's purple.
What's Teth?
That's like the first Clone Wars movie. Remember the planet they go to that's all foggy and purple? That's Teth. And the walkers are going up the wall. And the like super duper rad rock music comes on. Yeah, that's it. Okay, sorry. Lil Ahsoka in battle. And this is another thing that I love that they put in context is that like she was 14 at the beginning of the Clone Wars. And in animation, you're like, oh, cool, cartoons fighting cartoons. But when you see this real person that's like a child out there in a battle field,
that's like scary.
I love it so much. Like, because you think about Rebels, it's the same thing. Like, these children are being taken to war. That's what happens. That's what happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's uncanny and it's like a little horrifying. But it's also, like, I love all the context. Like, whenever I watch the Clone Wars from now on, probably, like, that's going to be in the back of my mind. Thinking, like, oh, this 14-year-old just, like, cut 4 Mandalorian heads off, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know? Okay, those scenes are later, so let's say she was 16 by then.
Yeah, like, that's any better.
I know, but still, like, that's amazing. And I just love, like, I just like putting it in a little bit of a realer context and just how it adds flavor to those wonderful animations.
Drama.
Challenge. Like.
Challenge?
Yeah. Like, it's like life is a challenge. It's a series of events and tests.
She's a kid.
She is.
Those are not challenges for a kid.
It didn't seem easy. You know, it's like, and it's like, how does that fit in? You know, even he talks about, like, because they're going back and forth, and she's like, there's one part that I really like where he's like, you know, oh, in my time, we were peacekeepers, we were like guardians, but in order to win this war, I have to teach you to be a soldier. And then she's like, is that all I am? Is that all I'm going to have to, like, teach my own Padawan? And then he, like, cracks a joke, and he's like, well, teaching's not all it's cracked up to be. And she's like, you're joking? Like, what is wrong with you? We're in a battlefield. People are dead. But that's, like, such a real thing. Like, that happens every day. Like, people, like, there are battlefields on this earth where people are dying, and it's like, what do you want me to do? You want me to be more serious? Like, would that make you feel better? Like, how do you get through? How do people cope with this? How do you live life? You know, they're on the battlefield. Does that mean that he can't try to engage and, like, be close to his Padawan and, like, make her smile a little bit, even though the sadness and the tragedy of what they're in? I really like that part, and I like the point that it made. And then I like that, because Clone Wars Anakin is kind of, like, a little more fun and sassy than, like, you know, like, prequel Anakin, who's like a little more like standoffish. And I love how this put both of that in there. He's like serious and he's talking, no, I have to teach you to be a soldier. And then he like cracks the joke, trying to make her laugh, and then she throws a fit about it, and then he's like, look, it was a joke. Like, and she's like, how can you joke at a time like this? Well, what do you want me to do? Like, you want me to just like cry all day about this? No, we have to be warriors. We have to get up and we have to go and soldier on. I don't know, I really like that. Okay. Any Clone Wars thoughts about child soldiers?
I don't know, like, these episodes are cool and all, but like, a lot of the Star Wars fan base is just kind of like unpaid NPCs. Like, all you have to do to make them happy is just put Clone Wars and Anakin and clone troopers, and that's it.
I get what you're saying.
And like, remember how much everyone hated Ahsoka? Then when this one came out, they all loved it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like that because...
I mean, like, I love Anakin and Clone Wars, but also...
It also depends on who you're engaging with. Right. Like, you go to YouTube, all you find is garbage about, like, look how woke Ahsoka is or whatever. And then they put out an episode of Anakin and they're like, oh my god, this is the best show ever. You know? But, like, I don't know. The people that I talk to that like Star Wars are a little more thoughtful about it. They don't... Right. And whether they like or dislike the show, like... They care about the story and the characters, and it's not like, oh, I don't know, like, the show's all about girls, I'm not gonna watch this one. Or, they're also not like, wow, a show all about girls, finally, this is the best one. Like, you literally follow the story. And the characters are interesting to me. For me, like I said, you know, it's no secret, the Rebels characters are my favorite. But a lot of people...
But they're all dead.
Not all of them. Kanan's I'm the only dead. One that's dead.
Kanan's dead?
Yeah, that's the only one. Everybody else is alive and kicking.
Zeb is, like, gone.
He's over there, like, rocking out with the X-Wing Squadron somewhere.
But where is he? Is he here?
He's over wherever Carson Teva was drinking that one time.
But where is he? Do you see him?
Not in this show. Saw him in another show.
Okay, but he's, like, not here.
But he's not dead.
He's dead to me.
Sad. My Kalazeb forever.
Dude, when is Ezra gonna, like, be friends with Zeb again?
I don't know. Hopefully pretty soon when they get back to the galaxy. I imagine he can, like, look him up and make a call.
When is, that Jason? Freak? Yeah, Jason. But when is Jason gonna get trained?
Soon, I hope. Let's find out.
What is Luke doing? What is he so busy with?
I don't know. Maybe we'll find out soon. But for now, let's stick with this episode. Lizzie, you got any thoughts? Should I keep moving?
No, let's keep moving.
Let's see. We got, there's a part where, like, Jason, like, is like, I can hear them fighting, like, the lightsabers. Can you hear it? Mm-hmm. And, like, the sound mix is rad, and the music is rad, and the lightsabers sound dope. And it's like Ahsoka's fighting Anakin. And then he's like, go lower, or whatever. And they're like, flying the ghost and hiding, sweeping for survivors because they can't find them. They flash back to like Ahsoka, and she's still fighting with Anakin, and then she like finally kind of like defeats him with his own blade, and he's like, "No, I choose to live." And she throws it away in a very
just cool like Luke
Jedi move. Yep. And then she like wakes up, and they find her, and they like rescue her, and then her and her naked forehead wake up. Mm. You guys remember Naked Forehead DeGruta?
Yeah.
Don't say something like when you put a picture of that in here.
You guys were like, remember we watched it, you guys were like, ah! What happened? And I was like, hey, let her leave her alone.
It was a jump scare. I
that is her hairline. How dare you shame Ahsoka? But yeah, that was great. I was thinking if somebody put like a picture of like, was it like Lisa Simpson? Because, like, the Simpsons are all yellow and they just have a hair shape. And she's just like, head. She's like, has her little hand up on her face and she's like, head, 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 hair. Where's the line? Because, like, you can't see it.
Well, I mean, she doesn't really have hair.
Yeah, but she just has a line. But I love the new, because then she comes out rocking a new headpiece, which is rad. As a costume person. I don't know. Sorry. It just looks cool. So she goes through, she sees the thing is cut, and they're like, where's Sabine? And she goes and, like, force memories her way through the thing and sees what happened. And she's like, oh, she went with them. But she doesn't tell them that she went willingly. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I don't know. How are we going to get to another galaxy to find her? What do we do? You know. And then meanwhile, like, Hera gets a call from Mon Mothma being like, you're in trouble. You're not authorized. And Carson Teva's like, hey, the fleet's coming. You know, oh, good. That'll be a big help. I don't think they're here to help. But, like, the politics and the crap is like, uh-oh. So that's rough. But Ahsoka kind of does the, like, oh, you know what? I know how to find them. And mm-hmm. she, like, goes to the Purrgil and goes to, like, the big one and, like, communes with it. And they go inside the mouth. And she's like, all right, here we go. And then the fleet gets there, and Carson Teva's like, well, you guys got to hang back till she finishes the mission. What mission? It wasn't authorized. Oh, it's classified. Never mind. I can't. Like, you got it. Well, you're going to be in trouble. Okay, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. And then he's like, see? I told you you wouldn't believe me. And then they're like, guys, you need to steer clear of the fleet. You know, the Purrgils are moving. And then he's like, oh, you guys better move. And then they're like, evasive maneuvers. What do you think of the new Republic, like, capital ships? They're, like, very, like, kind of front, like, they look like Adidas.
Like the... I don't notice them.
Yeah? I don't know. It's, like, a cool ship.
I don't notice ships.
The, in Aftermath and, what was the other one? That game Squadrons, a lot of the, it's based about, like, the new ship that the Republic builds. And it's called these Starhawks that have these, like, super crazy tractor beams. And they look like these crazy, like, battering rams. They're pretty sick. And I was hoping to see some of those, but I haven't. All it is like, these new whatever these are. Mm-hmm. So they move, and the Purrgil come in, and then Hera's like, you guys gotta get out of the way. And then they go. And she's kind of like, well, how do you even know? How do you even know they're gonna take you to where you need to go?
And she's they're like, they're animals.
I just, you know.
I don't know. I just got here.
I hope. Like, and I like that idea of, like, faith. They put their trust and belief, like, you know, in that's the way.
Like, in the force. Purrgils.
You know, that they will be provided with the answer. That was really good. What do you think about Ahsoka's new, like, white costume?
She looks like Hollow Knight.
Hollow Knight wears white? He's like a whole little black body.
That's not... Who are you talking about?
Oh, you're talking about, like, the whole ass night?
Yeah, the pure vessel.
Okay. Okay, I'm just going to accept that comment because I can almost mostly remember what that guy looks like.
I like it. It looks very comfortable.
Yeah, it does. I love the, like, Hakama style with the tabi shoes. I love how, like, Ahsoka's Jedi is edging towards ninja. And I'm like, rad! You know one guy who's like into that? This guy right here! this guy. What'd you think about live action Clone Wars Anakin with his little Superman curl?
I didn't mind it. I mean, it looked very like he looked too small for his costume. Or yeah, like
King the Tom costume looked the
really
thing.
Cartoonishly big on him.
When you say it like that, it makes me laugh. Like, I look at it and it looks fine. It looks like a real costume. But, like, Clone Wars, don't nobody have that Clone Wars waist. That thing is smaller than his head. Like, animation style, like, is unreal in dimensions.
I'm back.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking about how Clone Wars animation is unreal in its dimensions.
Mm-hmm.
And how, like, he does look, like, bulkier in this costume. But, like, if you look at the Clone Wars animation, his waist is, like, as big as his head.
Bro, he looks fine. You guys are just being haters.
I like the look of it.
I like it too. It's perfect. Like,
I don't think it's oversized.
They couldn't have done it more perfectly.
But I think it looks like what a real... Like, it looks like his Jedi costume. It just has a piece of armor on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I understand, like... But if you compare it to the animation, you're like, why is it so bulky? And you're like, no, that's what a person looks like. Not a stick animated little snippy skeleton. What about, like, young Ahsoka? I really liked her costume. And I loved her look. I think they did a really good job with, like, her look.
And yeah, her, I mean, again, I didn't really enjoy this episode. Because it was just...
Why?
Because not just... Not because of Anakin. Just because, in general, I wanted to progress more with the actual story.
Yeah.
While it is Ahsoka, you know, show... Which made sense for this, like, you know, this whole episode that was, like, just her.
Mm-hmm.
I was just like, come on, just get me over here.
Especially after the cliffhanger. Like, Sabine goes off and we're, like, going to wherever we're going. So, yeah, I totally was, like, in that boat, too. And I was like, oh, no, we're going to spend a whole... But then, like, they kind of got me with... I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. But, yeah, I understand and get it.
So it was a good episode, but I was just, like... The memories of being like, oh, come on, no, I didn't want
the blueberry. Sabine, though.
Yeah. Oh, my boy.
Sabine, you didn't even show me. Live action clones. And at one part, you can hear Timura. Roger, Roger, let's move, or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's like one good line.
That was cool. I did like seeing the clones. I liked little Ahsoka. She was very cute. I didn't... She looked the exact same when she was supposed to be, like, Mandalorian.
Right.
It was, like, the siege.
Yeah.
Which I was like, all right, well, maybe they could have given her, like, some boots or something. I don't know.
Right. Just because, like, the animation style changes and she's, like, taller. Like, in the Clone Wars, you know.
Yeah.
So, like, when we remember seeing her as little Ahsoka, we're like, oh, little. And then season 4, she were like, oh, she's, like, more grown. Like, she's, like, 16 now or whatever. But, like, in this one, it's, like, just the costume changed and she was still kind of the same size.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, oh, yeah. But, so, like, the costume
changed. Yeah, it was a bit like, oh, it's a baby.
Yeah.
It's still a baby.
I thought the performance and the movements were pretty well done. Like, the girl who played her is, like, the same girl from Barbie. And I thought she did really well. Like, yeah, she's, like, the kid in Barbie.
Which one?
The Barbie gets out daughter? And she's talking to the mother and the daughter. The daughter.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I'm looking.
That's her. I believe her name is Ariana Greenblatt. If I'm not mistaken. But I think she did really well. Like, I think she had the mannerisms, she had the faces, and she had, like, a lot of emotion.
Oh, yeah, it's totally her.
Yeah. I just think she did a really good performance. Yeah.
And
eyebrows.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Not as Ahsoka.
Ahsoka got no eyebrows. Ahsoka and burned up Vader. Like, the Predator handshake, no eyebrows. And yeah, Jason looks rad. I can't wait. We'll get on to the next episode. But all in all, this was like, a lot of people love this just because they want to see Anakin again. So There you go. You got to see Anakin again. Now let's move on with the story. Where's Sabine at? Where is Sabine? It's my favorite Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm. Wait, but you said previously she wasn't a Mandalorian anymore.
I think she's all things. Like, I think she's a Jedi, but she's also a Mandalorian. And she's also a rebel.
Something that looked kind of cool, that I thought, I was like, oh, I kind of noticed that, but I don't know if it was a thing that was supposed, like, I don't know if it was a thing, mm-hmm. was, like, when Anakin, like, she's talking to Anakin, and then, like, it's at the end, and they're still, like, still buddies, and then he turns, like, kind of immediately evil.
Yeah.
I thought, well, he probably just, they probably made him look like what he looked like on Mustafar. To me, he looked like, kind of like when Ahsoka was under the sun's, like, control, where her, like, face was all, like, messed up and her eyes were yellow and, her face, like, had marks on it.
Yeah, that was like that.
That's what he kind of reminded me of, like, mm-hmm. but it was just switched.
Yeah.
So, it again, it was probably just like, oh, well, it, like, it looks like him from Mustafar, because that's, like, kind of, like, his breaking point. Which would also make sense.
No, I think it was a little more. Like, I don't think it was exactly like what you're talking about, like Mortis. But I think it was, like, there was, like, a dark, like, a whole darkness around his eyes that were bright. Mm-hmm.
So it's, I don't think it was exactly. The dark look. The dark makeup look.
Yeah, he definitely had, like, what do they call it?
Like, eyeshadow? The smoky eyes?
There you go. There you go. That's the one. That's the one. Smoky eye Anakin.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely did smoky eye for that one. But I always think these things in these visions or these, like, and everything's sort of heightened. So, like, she's seeing him, but she's also seeing, like, her fears of him. And he's able to be that representation of, like, the dark, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, and what's, I don't know. Like, she sees flashes of Vader. But I do think it's interesting that, like, it's just, like, evil him. Like, it's the Darth Vader that he is, not the suit. Like, it's like she doesn't fear the suit, or he never represents himself as the suit. Mm-hmm. Even when he's evil, he's represented as, like, evil him. Like, the pure form of whatever it is, the darkness that lives in Anakin. I just thought that was interesting. Like, even though there are, like, some really cool shots where it's, like, you know, lightning flashes or something, and there's, like, a flash of Vader, and then it turns back to Anakin again.
Yeah.
That was actually pretty cool. You know. Visually stunning. Good episode, and also, like, a little weighty. But yes, let's get back to Sabine. Where am I, mm-hmm. Sabine? Where Baylan at? Find Ezra. Now.
Her and Shin were holding hands.
Yes, Shin's holding a prisoner. Sabine, talk to your imprisoner? No? I don't know. Anyway, we'll get back to you.
Any last words?
Oh, go ahead.
Wait,
don't finish the podcast.
Oh, I just like that Hera really trusts her son.
Yeah.
That is so cute.
I like that, because, like, that comes up a few times in the show, too. Like, she's always the leader, but she knows when to trust her team.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
Jason is part of her team.
Yep. I like that. Do you remember where he's, like, they're like, oh, why don't you go check out the ship? They're trying to talk about something. You know, why don't you go check out the ship? Hu Yang, take him on the ship. I've seen a starship before. But have you seen a Jedi starship? Oh, yes. Will you train Jedi? Yes. Will you train me? No.
Yeah, why?
Do you have lightsabers? Yes. Can you make me one? No. That was great.
But, like, why can't he be trained?
I don't think he can't be trained.
No, but why can't he be trained?
I don't think he can't
be trained. Well, he's not being trained.
He's definitely not being trained.
Why?
I'm guessing his mother doesn't want him to be trained. That would be my first guess.
Why?
Maybe she's done sending children to war.
What do you mean?
Maybe she's.
Like, I would say it's more. I thought it would. It was more Hu Yang didn't want to train him.
I think it's that too, but I think Hu Yang doesn't want to train. Well, also, I don't think Hu Yang's a Jedi Master. He's like a lightsaber smith and helper. I think. I'm sure if Hera, the parent, wanted to authorize her son's training, I'm sure she has plenty of friends to do it. Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm.
Luke.
I think they should kill Hu Yang.
Why?
And replace him with Forlom.
Forlom doesn't even know how to make a lightsaber. Vorlon would be useless.
They would no. Sir, balance.
Which
kind of
crystal? Do you recognize
with.
These lightsabers? Vorlon would be like, I have never seen one, actually.
Bro, Valance was friends with Han Solo, so he should be there.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Where does Vorlon come into this?
I don't know. I meant to say, right.
Triple Zero?
Yeah, that guy.
He's even less friendly.
He's awesome, dude. He's so nice.
No, he's horrible. He tortures people.
Yeah, but he's cool about it.
No, he's free.
He doesn't know anything about a Jedi.
He knows everything about it. He's fought Jedi.
No, he hasn't. Well...
Yes, he has.
I guess technically, right? Has he? You did come up on him in Vader Dan a little bit. All right. You, this is a discussion for another thing. You're just trying to throw us on Hobbit and tangents. Do you have any last words about this episode? Did you love this episode?
I loved it. It was awesome.
Good. I'm glad. You are an Anakin lover, right?
Yeah, he's cool.
Okay. Because you always talk about him like he's the coolest thing. So you.
He is the coolest thing.
Okay. He's like your favorite Jedi?
No.
Who's your favorite Jedi?
Probably Ezra.
Me too.
Wait, no.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Well, Ezra or well,
my
Infla.
Favorite Jedi is Sabine.
Yeah,
I Sabine's know. Not a Jedi.
I think she's a Jedi. Like now, it's a toss-up because now I think Sabine might be getting up there.
Why?
Because she's really cool. She's different.
Yeah, but she's a Mandalorian. She's not a Jedi.
I think she's all. She's my favorite Mandalorian too. There we go. That's how I can make it fair.
Best of both worlds.
Yeah, she's limitless, bro. Okay.
Not to Ahsoka.
Ooh. You done? Everybody done?
You done?
Last words? Okay. Good episode. Can't wait to see you next one. Where's Ezra? Where's Sabine? Let's go. Let's go.